Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Paines.
Yeah, that'd be a little weird. It wouldn't be weird if a Mississippi State related coffee shop though was in Payne.
Yeah.
If they're just Payne. Yes, just Payne.
Yeah.
Prediction Payne.
Should I do that next week on the graphic and instead of prediction Payne?
Yes. Yes, you should.
Have I told you about you know what? I'll save that. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, got the weekend off, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Everybody's a happy camper when they show up to the cookout, and beef is the star of the show. But if you're not interested in cooking out, that's no big deal. We got hundreds of great steakhouses and burger joints all around this great state. Vote for your favorite at the Mississippi Beef Council's Facebook page. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. It's that time of year. It's the holidays. It's time to start making some decisions about what you're going to get the people you love for Christmas. And if you've got Bulldogs in the family, College Corner is the place to go. Two locations in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to a banker that knows you and has a relationship with you, not just with your money. That's what you get when you talk about Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Did I tell you about the trouble I ran into trying to create next week's AI graphic?
No.
Okay. So my thought was, what I wanted to do was to have the surrender at Appomattox. But instead of General Grant, there would be a bulldog in the chair.
Okay.
That was my thought. So I asked ChatGPT to make that. ChatGPT will not make any AI image that has any kind of Confederate imagery whatsoever. You can't talk it into it.
And yet there's a school.
I know. And so it was like
in the year 2025, we have someone called the Rebels.
And so that it tried.
It's not the running Rebels either. It's the Confederate Rebels.
It tried to show me some imagery like we could do this. And I was like, here's the problem. The name of the school, their mascot, is a Confederate soldier. So I don't think I can go down this route.
Were you arguing with it?
Yeah. I wasn't arguing with it. I was just trying to explain. I have conversations with AI because when the time comes that it takes over, I want them to remember that I was nice.
Yes. I had this conversation with my preacher the other day that you and I both have gotten it because he's an AI guy.
Yeah.
And he will argue with it. Like if there's some – like sometimes he'll put like sermons and stuff in there – and there will be like some theology off in it,
mm-hmm.
and he'll get in there and be like, no, you're wrong here. This is what the Bible says, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Brian and I do not do that.
He's gonna be the first to go.
Thank AI, because whenever the Terminator comes to power, we will be the two saved.
Yeah. Yes. So,
thank you, Robbie and Brian.
Exactly. When it explained it to me, I said, okay, well, I understand where you're coming from. That's no problem. I'll rethink my idea. And then it says, would you like to see some concepts that maybe we could have some fun with this? And I was like, sure. And it was like a bulldog and like a bird. And I was like,
bird.
The bird doesn't work. Like, it doesn't work. I gotta have a Confederate soldier there, but
I like how you're being so careful with this computer.
I'll rethink it. I'll rethink it. So,
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for trying this. You're
yeah.
completely wrong in it, but I thank you so much. I
That's
thank you.
basically what I said. I was like, I see what you're driving at, but that doesn't work. So, anyway.
Man.
All right. Let's talk some hoops today. We got, in case you're wondering, we did not speak with Jeff Lebby today. I believe that's going to be later this week on the bye week. I'm not sure what day or anything like that yet. Do you know?
They haven't told us.
Okay. I didn't know
I
what
mean,
day
last time it was on a Tuesday.
was.
Did they even say that we were having availability? I don't remember.
I think they said last night we'll do something later in the week. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I think it's usually Tuesday, but I
if
mean,
it's
this is
Tuesday,
weird.
I will not be in attendance. I've already scheduled like three interviews. Plus, I'm speaking to our old friend Brett Hudson's class at the University of Alabama tomorrow via Zoom. That's right.
Okay.
What's the worst part of that? That I'm speaking to the class or that Brett Hudson teaches a class?
I think it's probably Brett Hudson
Yeah.
teaching the
He's
class.
a professor.
Scoundrel.
Imbecile. And yet, eager young minds. All right.
We're imbeciles as well.
I was never, I never once said that I wasn't an
There was
imbecile.
never a doubt.
I never said that I wasn't. I'm also saying that he is. We're three games into this basketball season, and there's two, I have two lines of thought. One is they have been incredibly unimpressive, like really unimpressive, to the point where I'm thinking I'm really concerned. But my other line of thought is that Chris Jans is a veteran coach. He is a coach who's been to the NCAA tournament many times, who he understands how to coach a winning team. And if there's a coach on this campus that I'm going to trust at Mississippi State, he's going to be on the list, right? Obviously, I'm going to trust O'Connor, but Jans has been a winner the whole time. And so do I trust him to figure it out? He has a lot of credit in the bank with me because I thought his first team had no business being a tournament team and he got them there. So it's one of those things that two things can be true. You can be concerned, but you can also believe that Jans can figure some things out. But we're 3 years into this, Robbie, and Jan's the portal evaluator is questionable at best. We'll say that.
Yeah, it has not netted huge returns at this point. And honestly, the high school recruiting so far, I mean, you've had so many guys transfer out, he has just not been able to retain the guys he needs to retain
Yeah.
to kind of build the foundation. But I mean, it's almost been like he's kind of just been tinkering like this whole time. And I guess it speaks to him as a coach that he's been able to get every roster he's had together to at least make the tournament. Now they could be much better, but every single roster at this point, he's figured it out. And that speaks to him as a coach. Now he's got to figure out like kind of the roster construction, what fits. I mean, there's some question marks here with this particular roster. It's kind of scary to be three games in and you're kind of wondering, is Quincy Ballard going to be what we thought he could be? What's the regular rotation look like? It seems like right now he's trying to figure all that out, which is totally normal, I feel like, in this day and age. I mean, you just brought these guys in the summer. They're playing their first three games together. You're going to have a little bit of that transition period where you're figuring out what groups work well together and who's going to give the effort and things like that. But at some point, he's going to have to nail that down pretty quickly because you can tell this rotation, the rotations that he's putting out there, and the fact that he has not kind of scaled that down and had the right guys in there together, it's hindering this team a little bit. Their chemistry and who they are, you just haven't been able to kind of see what they are going to be yet. So, yeah, I think that that's definitely a concern at this point from the valuation standpoint, who fits. I mean, you get these guys in and they turn out to be complete non-factors. What's Amir Ali going to be? I mean, we have not even Has he played yet? We haven't seen him do anything at this point, and that was supposed to be a huge part of your team. Quincy Ballard, like we said, that was supposed to be an anchor in the post, and he had like 2 points the other day against Southeastern Louisiana in a game where he should have absolutely dominated. It's concerning at this point, but I do trust Chris Jans to coach them up. I mean, that's one thing that has not been debatable at this point. Is Chris Jans, he has his team playing hard almost every game, and they usually play good defense. We're not seeing that just yet either, but he usually figures it out.
Ballard, to me, again, we're 3 games into this, but he's been the one that I've been the most surprised by, and it has not been a pleasant surprise. And against Iowa State, look, Iowa State's a good basketball team. They're going to be a tournament team. They'll be in this all the way. That'll end up being a quad one loss for Mississippi State. Nothing that's going to kill their resume or anything like that. But in these other games, Ballard has just really been a non-factor, and that's been very surprising to me because I thought he was going to be a real anchor for this basketball team, and a guy that you could just trust to hold things down in the middle, give you great defense, and kind of go from there. And it just hasn't been that way. I like what I've seen, some flashes from Achiuwa. I think he gives a little bit of energy. I really have been the post player I've been the most impressed with is Jamarian Davis Fleming. Now, he suffered an injury on Saturday that looked off. Basketball injuries look worse than any other injury. Like
Almost always.
with soccer injuries, it's like they're clearly faking, right? You just know. But like I'm watching that and I'm like, that's it. He's not playing again this season. And then he
I
tweets
thought
out.
it tore his ACL. Like my
Yeah, he
first thought was
tweets
like
out a
ACL,
couple
he's
hours
out.
after the game. He's like, I'm fine. No big deal. Like,
It was like a bruise.
yeah. So good, because I've been impressed with him. I've been impressed with, I think King Grace has shown you some flashes here and there. He has a hideously ugly jump shot, but finds his way into the basket. So I can't complain about that too much. State has got a tournament rotation in here somewhere, but they just have to find, I mean, Quincy Ballard against Southeastern Louisiana, 2 points and 5 rebounds, and no fouls. Like, you're the big guy. You're the guy in the middle. How are you not hitting a couple of guys driving to the basket? That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Jabari McGee had the good first game. He's just been okay. It was good to see Jaden Epps back out there Saturday. He was in double figures, shot the ball better. He looked more like the player we expected to see on Saturday. I don't know if we got all of it, but we got a lot more of it. I'm looking at this team right now, and I don't know if they say you could only play 8 guys in a game. You weren't allowed to play more than 8. I don't know what that rotation would be outside of Hubbard and Jones. The rest of those guys, it feels like nobody else has anything nailed down.
No, I don't. And I have been impressed with Shawn Jones to this point. I feel
He's
like
played
he's
well.
been a more well-rounded game, and had 17 points the other day, filled up the stat sheet. But it is. It's like Shawn Jones and Josh Hubbard, you feel like you're going to get what you get from those two. And then outside of that, what happens? I mean, you're probably going to have double figures most night from those two. I feel like Shawn Jones is at the point where you can count on him a little more offensively. I'm not going to put a lot on him and have him shooting six, seven. I swear to God, I've got to get out of this six, seven thing. But that is like the
It's the go-to.
benchmark. I've always said six, seven, six or
But whenever
seven.
you want to go somewhere, it's like it's not too many and it's not too few. Six or seven is the way to go.
I hate this. I
Yeah.
absolutely hate this. I hate that it's a thing. I'm not going to ask him to shoot a lot of three pointers, every week, but I think that Shawn Jones can help you on the offensive end and his energy too. But I don't know what I'm getting from anybody else. I really don't. I like Jabari McGee a lot. I think he's going to defend really well, and a lot of nights he's going to help you offensively.
Gives you some energy. Yeah, I agree.
But I just don't know how many other players you're going to have a consistent performance from. I mean, they're really missing a guy like Cam Matthews.
Yeah.
And
And we
that is
knew they
like,
would, but goodness.
last year people were talking about Cam Matthews like they were ready for him to go. And I thought that was just such an ignorant
Foolish
take.
talk.
You don't understand what this guy did for this team just being on the court. I don't care if he missed some shots or got in foul trouble or whatever. Just being on the court, what he did, you can't replicate it. And State hasn't had anybody on this roster show that they can do what he did. That's been a huge loss. That's been a really big loss. The rest of the guys, I don't really think made a huge difference, but that was a big loss. They don't have anybody like that.
You're not wrong. Like, I wouldn't mind Kugel. I wouldn't mind Melendez still being on this team. Maybe Claudell Harris to a certain, just to have a little bit more guaranteed scoring out there. But you can't trust those guys, right? Like, you get a great game week one, and then week two, we're asking where is he? Where is he? And I know that Kugel's off to a good start at Central Florida. I know Nwoko has been off to a good start at LSU. But you just could not rely on those guys night in and night out. Now, maybe that's a Jans problem. Maybe it's his problem that he couldn't get the best out of those guys. But I didn't think he wanted to take those risks and have that kind of, issue. Like, if you said eight guys, just going back to that, I don't know that I'm not going to go kind of small, to be honest with you, and go Epps, McGee, Hubbard with Jones and Achor as my starters. And then Fleming, Grace. Makara, he plays hard at least.
Yeah, I feel like people are throwing him out too quick. I
He
like
had
the
a
skill
rough
set.
second game. His second game was rough.
I think he's trying to figure out. I mean, basketball's basketball, but it's a little different
The speed of the
where
game has got to
coming
be
over.
better than it was.
Yeah, so I think people are throwing him out too quickly. I think he has a chance to be good, and he hustles, he rebounds. So I don't really have a problem with him right now. I think by the end of the year, he'll be a much better player than what we're seeing.
I think Brandon Walker gives you some quality off the bench. Not a lot, but 8 to 10 minutes a game. You're going to get at least he's trying at least. I give him the effort out there. By the way, don't you think we've got to get Brandon Walker saying Brandon Walker so that every time he scores, you just play that clip and it's just like Brandon Walker. Don't
Oh, we just have him. We
why
just
have we
have
not
Brandon
done that?
Walker from
Yes,
Barstool saying his name.
yes.
Yes.
Or even just got like a little video thing that. Hey, I scored something. I don't know. I just think we could have some fun with that. Yeah, I just the first two, the Iowa State game, the way they played was really poor. The result, not the most surprising thing, right? I knew there was going to be a tough game. They would be doing well to win that game, but they just have not played particularly impressively against North Alabama or Southeastern Louisiana,
First halves have been bad.
and bad.
The first half against North Alabama, they're struggling. Same thing with Southeastern, and then they were just got absolutely bludgeoned against Iowa State. I mean, they've just been coming out of the gates with no energy, and they have not been able to sustain on the defensive end. I think that's been the biggest thing, is we're not seeing the defensive piece of what we were told, preseason. If this team's going to get back to the basics defensively, they're going to look like a Chris Jans team. They haven't had that same
No.
intensity as we expected. And
No.
it's still early, like I said, and maybe it changes once he finds the guys. And that's a big reason why Amir Ali doesn't play. I mean, he's if you don't play defense, it's going to be tough to get on the court. The problem is you got to play somebody, so everybody's going to have to step their game up defensively. They cannot perform like that and have any kind of success this year because they just don't have the offensive pieces are okay, but they don't have enough that they can go out there and outscore good teams. They're going
Right.
to have a really good defensive ball club, and then hopefully you can make up with it with Jaden Epps and Josh Hubbard. They have guys that can hit threes and keep a defense honest. I mean, this isn't the teams that we saw a couple of years ago.
Right.
So they just got to figure it out, man. I mean, Jan, this is probably leading to some gray hairs more than he's had this
Yeah.
year. I mean, these last 2 years have got to put some hairs, some grays in his hair.
Games this week, Thursday, 8:30 tip against Kansas State, and then they play depending on what they do, the winner or loser of Nebraska, New Mexico in the Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City, Missouri this week. These are tough games. These are not gimme games. So if Mississippi State goes out and look, if they're successful, then you could say, okay, they're figuring it out. They're going to be okay. But there's a legitimate chance that we look up on Friday evening. And this team is 2-3. And at that point, you've run out of room in the non-conference. You don't have any more runway for losses. So they need to at least get one out of this tournament. We'll see what happens. A chore, maybe against Kansas State. He wants to have a good game against this. I mean, his former team left on some bad terms there. Maybe Ballard can start figuring some things out. But I've been surprised in the unpleasant way to start this season. So hopefully they can get that figured out. Otherwise, it could be a long year for Chris Jans and company. All right, let's move into our SEC picks. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother over there in the Cotton District. Two fantastic places to go grab lunch or grab dinner. If you want to have a great meal, not a good meal, a great meal, you need to head over to Two Brothers Smoked Meats and just get whatever you want. And that's the thing I talk about all the time, that Two Brothers is one of the few restaurants in town where I don't like have a go-to. Like there, I have like
It's true.
three or four things that I like to eat there. Like I go to, I'll give you some examples. I go to Bulldog Burger. I got one thing I like to get there. I go to the Older Brother. I really am kind of locked in on one thing there. I go to Boardtown. I get like one thing there. But when I go to Two Brothers, man, I'm all over the place. I get four or five different things.
We went in there the other day. I literally told you, like, I don't know
Don't know what you
what I
want.
want, and it's because I wanted all of it. I wanted wings, but I also wanted pork belly tacos. I wanted the prime rib sandwich. I wanted pork belly nachos. I mean, the pork rind nachos.
I got an idea.
Order all of it.
Well, along those lines, right? We talked about having the burrito one time. That never came to pass because that's a new item, right? What
Yeah,
about
but it made a lot of sense. But
the Thunder and Lightning sampler?
okay.
Like a $30, you get like four wings, two tacos, small portion of nachos, maybe a couple of sliders, all on one plate.
Sure. We've tried to give these people, all of our businesses that we love so much, we've tried to give them some thunder and lightning ideas, and nobody is biting.
We need to make
It's
that happen.
making me a little sad.
Well,
But I'll continue to be there with
we still
bells on.
love them. We still love them. So, if you want to enjoy it, you don't have to. Until the sampler platter comes to fruition, just go order it all. You'll have a great time at Thunder and Lightning at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Brother,
That's what I'm talking about. Now he's back. He's back, baby. When you need,
it's a bye week. Mississippi State will not lose this week. Impossible.
they have basketball.
Yeah, I'm talking about football.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. When you need technology for your business, if you need a new copier or a new printer, call Advantage Business Systems today to not only get that piece of equipment that you need, but to get the guarantee, the promise of service after the sale. When something goes wrong, you've got a number you can call and people you can trust to get it fixed and get it fixed quickly. No waiting around, no staying on hold. Because you're in Mississippi, a lot of times they can fix your problem the same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon and Co., that's the place to go when you are looking for great Mississippi State gear. The biggest and best selection in all of Starkville is at Maroon and Co. They do it better than anybody else. So if you're looking for Mississippi State gear, if you're going to be in town for the Egg Bowl, make sure you've got a trip to Maroon and Co. on the docket. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go back to Davis-Wade Stadium, before you go back to the Hump, before you head to Duty Noble this spring, make sure you've made a trip to Maroon and Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. I've been saying it for the past few weeks. We will be there, or not we. I will be there along with the true scalawag, Michael Borky, who, by the way, I don't know if you listened to our show on Friday, said that basically he hated Waffle House and Chick-fil-A.
What?
I'm not putting words in anybody's mouth.
So he hates America, pretty
That's
much.
what I basically, yeah. Between him and
I never took Borky as a communist. I
well,
really
between
did
him and
not.
Comrade Cross, I mean, what are we going to do with ourselves? I don't know.
You can't trust these people. You can't. You cannot trust these people. The people that associate with Ole Miss,
I'm
you
starting to
just
get
can't do
that
it.
tick, Robbie. I'm starting to get that egg bowl twitch. It's starting to happen. My mind is starting to become right. All right.
I trusted Borky. We had
Wow.
I felt like we started to get a little bit of a
You're going to see him
groove
this
going when I came
weekend.
on there.
You can
I'm
talk to
starting to
him.
wonder.
Yeah. Well, we're in a
He
quarter.
went to Waffle House though the other day, did he not? He
Well,
tweeted
he
at you.
says here's what he said. He's like, Waffle House, it's great when you're drunk, but the food is not good. It's like, That's just a slap in the face of America. Why don't you just go spit in George Washington's eye?
I mean, it's just breakfast. I mean, like, I know they have other stuff, but, like, it's hard to screw up breakfast.
It's good food, though. The food is good, especially for
it
the
is good.
size
The
you have.
waffles are great.
Yeah, so. All right.
And the eggs and the bacon and the sausage.
Going to be at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden tomorrow on Wednesday. Please come by, say hello to us, and get to see what all they've got. Guys, I can't put into words the winter wonderland of things they have at Scruggs. And here's the other thing, too. By the way, you can pick up your – they're going to be doing some massive giveaways this Saturday. You don't have to be present to win. You just got to come by and pick up a ticket that morning between 7 a.m. and 11. They're giving away a Weber grill, a Yeti grill, a Yeti soft cooler, a fire pit, a gun scope, a lawn sprayer. Plus, kids, I've received word that the big guy is going to be there from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Santa!
He's going to be there. So come by at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. They have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, you need to know about Good Hope Land and Timber. These are the people who have been helping Mississippians, helping landowners in our state for a great number of years, and they know how to help you deal with your land. Now, if you're looking to buy land, if you're looking to sell land, they're there for you for that. But if you're just there to, you know, manage your land, manage your forest, thin a stand, plan for a, you know, plantation thinning, whatever it is, they've got you taken care of at Good Hope Land and Timber. We hope you'll give them your business. If you are a landowner, if you own 100 acres or you own a couple thousand acres, it doesn't matter. Good Hope Land and Timber is here for you. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. I am now behind two games to Robbie Faulk on the SEC Pick'em. And I got to be honest, I don't think I'm going to get here. I don't think it's going to happen for me. So it's just
this will be the third time in 4 years.
You've got a real dynasty working here.
Dynasty,
yeah. So let's do
it.
You
know what's funny is I actually heard I was listening to a podcast today. It was Keeping It 100 with Conan.
Mm-hmm.
And Conan literally, which he at you know while he records, he's very high on. On weed.
He does marijuana.
But anyway, he called it dynasty.
Mm.
He was reading a thing. He's reading a question or something and called it dynasty.
Me, Conan, and Tywin Lannister. Oh, all peas in the same pod there.
I thought you were going to say something about y'all.
No, I've never done that. No, that's not okay. Me. No, no. Where are we here? All right, we got a lot of games that are no-brainers here. What'd you say?
Huh?
Did you cough?
I was clearing my throat.
Oh, I thought you were doing like the, you know.
Why would I do that when my mother listens to the show? I was even like skeptical to say anything about marijuana on the show.
Marijuana.
Because I know my mom's listening.
I know. All right. We got some games that we know how they're going to go and some games that maybe we want to talk about. So let's get the one of those out of the way. Samford at Texas A&M. Okay.
Charlotte, you have no trust in the Bulldogs here?
I had you picking the Bulldogs. No problem. Samford, yeah, Charlotte at Georgia. I don't have you picking the Bulldogs in that one. Mercer at Auburn. Eastern Illinois at Alabama. Coastal Carolina.
Hey, that Mercer game.
Hold on.
9-1 Mercer versus 4-6 Auburn.
Yeah, I thought about that, but then I saw what 10-0 Tennessee Tech did against Kentucky. So
their starting quarterback has over 3,000 passing yards.
Well, maybe they make it interesting. Let's see what the line is on that.
He has 2,000 more passing yards than Jackson Arnold.
Dang. Western Kentucky at LSU. I'm actually going to throw one of these on here, one of these non-con games. Coastal Carolina at South Carolina.
God, this slate is awful.
It's brutal. So hold
like
on.
I'll probably watch a game or two, but –
I just want to talk about it. I'm going to pick South Carolina, but did South Carolina, like, was that too much of a stomach punch last week? Are they a dead man walking?
I think there's a chance, yeah.
Remember a few years ago they lost to, like, Furman or somebody? Or the Citadel?
Did they lose, or was it that game? It was like –
Well, that was one game they lost. That's where Stone Blanton had, like, two pick sixes or something.
He had a pick six,
another game
yeah.
They lost to one of these teams. They'll
I don't
win.
know, man. South
I'll take
Carolina's
the
so weird.
Gamecocks, but I'm not going to be shocked.
I don't see a way out for
I
Shane Beamer.
wonder what the line is.
Like, I don't think he's going to get any better.
They need to move on.
Yeah, no, this is a
Robbie,
Coastal's not bad.
guess the line.
-16.5.
-24.
Ooh, that's high.
That's tasty. I would take the Chanticleers. I will take the Chanticleers.
Oof. You're gonna take him to
No,
win?
not to win. I would take him
Outright?
to cover.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Are you putting this game on there?
Yeah.
Okay. I
So
mean,
I'm gonna take South
I
Carolina.
think I'll go with South Carolina. They're just gonna be too talented, but I
I
mean,
thought it was
it
just worth
would,
talking about.
if they completely come out and crap the bed, like,
Won't
it's
be
not gonna
shocked.
surprise me at all.
Okay. All right. Now we got our actual conference games this week. Missouri at Oklahoma. There's some talk that Pribula is going to play.
This is probably the best game
Yeah.
on the schedule.
Yeah.
It actually has some intrigue, especially if Pribula plays.
Yeah.
That's a game that Missouri could win.
It is.
I'm going to go Oklahoma with it being at home, though, and we don't know about Pribula. And he could be a little rusty, too, when he's back in there. Oklahoma, I mean, they played Ole Miss at the worst time because Metier was not quite back. They're playing a lot better football with him and what they're doing right now over the last couple of weeks. Had they won that ball game against Ole Miss, you're talking about a team that's fighting for an SEC championship
Yeah.
berth and in the playoff. And they still might get in there if they win out. I don't
They went
know.
out, they should be in.
But yeah, I think I'm gonna go with Oklahoma here. But Missouri is just, I said it last week when State played them, that's a terrible matchup for State. That's a really good team.
Yeah. And if they get
Especially what
Pribula
they
back,
got.
they got
Yeah, so
something.
I think I'm gonna go Oklahoma.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? I want you to, this is some galaxy brain stuff here. But if Oklahoma and Ole Miss both finish 10-2, isn't Oklahoma's win at Alabama more impressive than Ole Miss's win at Oklahoma?
Yeah, and Ole Miss
Is
people would be livid. They would be livid if that happened.
there?
But and that's the thing, like that you have to look at it
You
and
have to take it. It's
say,
a
is it
12-game sample. It's not just one game, right?
that's the thing, and that's what would suck for Ole Miss. They haven't really done anything to justify being left out. That's the problem with Ole Miss, is like you can't look at it and say, yeah, but they haven't played anybody. Well, they've beaten everybody they're supposed to beat outside of Georgia, who's gonna be a playoff team. But Oklahoma, on the other hand, a better resume, but lost to Ole Miss, and that's Ole Miss's best win. So I think they would give it to Ole Miss, I think, at that point.
I
And
agree.
it's,
It'd be funny.
Ole Miss would be on the verge, though, if State beats them. I mean, that would be
Oh
a bad loss.
yeah. Real quick, have you read this quote from Kirby Smart that came out a few minutes ago?
Yes, that was wild.
That is an unbelievably good quote, though. That's a
It
great
is.
college football quote.
I believe that too. I believe it wholeheartedly that he does that.
Arkansas at Texas. That is
Ugh.
Arkansas at Texas, right? Am I reading this
Ugh.
right? Let me make sure I'm reading this right. Hold on.
Yeah, Arkansas and Texas.
Okay.
Gross
Look, we'll
game.
both take the Longhorns, but again, it's going to be close. Arkansas will have a chance to win at the end because that's what they do every. Arkansas is 2-8, and their point differential in the season is plus 18.
Yeah, and they've lost
And they
by a
lost a game by
combined
43. They lost to Notre Dame 56-13.
in SEC play, they've lost by a combined 24 points.
That's
In
sick.
six losses, they've lost by 24 points
That's
combined.
disgusting.
But that's just bad coaching. That's just a team that they don't know how to win. It's like Mississippi State. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Texas. I don't like Texas, but playing at home and they're the better team.
Kentucky at Vanderbilt.
Ugh, how these games. I mean, Kentucky's playing better.
They're
Vandy's
playing
kind of
better.
been iffy.
Vandy, do I want, is this where I'm going to do this? Surely not. Surely Vandy would win. I need to get a game back, though. It's not going to be the next one.
Well, I'll take Vandy.
All right. I know you would. Oh, I don't want to take the.
God, Mark Stoops, they're stuck with Stoops.
Let me look at something real quick.
Stoops is doing just enough.
I'm trying to figure out games next week that I can pick the underdog in and I can still feel okay about. There's one
Because that's
right
the
there.
problem. Next week, I could play a little defense. I'm trying to get a pork chop.
I got some. Okay, I'm gonna hold off. I'm gonna take Vandy. And then really weird to see this game on November 17th. Or see it, I guess, on November 20th is when it'll be played. But Tennessee at Florida. I don't know what to make of that. Like this is a week four game, not a week 12 game. This doesn't work. Florida is just they're just trying to get out of town. I will say this. I was really impressed with how well they played against Ole Miss. I thought Ole Miss
Told
was.
you.
You
I
were
told you
right.
that was going to happen.
Thought they were
That
going to
was
get
their last
cool.
ditch. That
Well,
was their
then, so you
last
think they're
ditch
going to get blown
effort.
out this week?
Yes.
Okay.
That
Well,
was
that
their
makes it
last
all.
ditch effort. I think they'll lose to Tennessee, and I think they'll lose to Florida State.
Well, if they beat
But
Florida State, Norvell's out.
I don't think they're going to beat Florida State.
Yeah, but if they do, Norvell's
If
out.
they do, yeah, but I kind of look at like Billy Gonzalez is kind of just like writing on notebook on the sideline. Like I don't really know. Like the coaching right now is not great for Florida, and they're dropping like flies with injuries. I don't trust them at all. If they would have had a pulse last week, been a team that was like on the verge of a bowl game or something, had an actual coach like as a head coach, had they had a pulse, they would have won that ball game by 10 plus against Ole Miss. Because in the second half, there were opportunities there for them to expand that lead, and they just couldn't.
Yeah.
And I think Ole Miss was distracted. Credit to Ole Miss for finding a way, but I think that was the last ditch effort for Florida.
Okay.
I think they lose this one.
I mean, I definitely think they lose for sure. I think they would have lost regardless. I mean, Tennessee's just a better team, but we'll see. All right, tomorrow shows the rumblings. Get the questions in. We'll be happy to answer them. Although I think we're both going to be a little late. Robbie and I are scheduled to take a tour of Gainesville and Baton Rouge tomorrow.
Yes,
When we get
I
back
will
from
be
that,
at Buckford. I will
we're
be
not
at.
going anywhere. We're not going anywhere.
I'm just looking at the local
We're
high
just going to look at
school.
the local high schools and stuff. It's no big deal. Don't worry about
See
it.
who I could
Yeah,
particularly
Scott
cover
Frickley just
back
wanted to
then.
have us out. It's no big
Yeah,
deal.
we're gonna
Yeah,
go have a nice meal.
Moscona is bringing us down. He wanted to talk to us about some stuff, so it's no big deal.
We're just going to the Chimes.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're just going to the Chimes. Talk to you
ATM.
guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
You see the future right in front of your eyes. Headed to the top, and it's not a surprise. Not in my eyes. Knew it and dreamt it as a child. A-Town down, my style.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.